In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Speaking of the Royals, though, we know the offense still continues to be the headliner and the number one priority and issue with this club at this point in time. Now that we know the calendar will turn to June this weekend and we recognize the potential additions that may come via minor leagues slash the desire to go out and trade for somebody at some point, if I were to fast forward to August, because you and I disagreed a little bit yesterday on the, hey, this team compared to last year's team at this date, but we both understood that, like, there's a chance fast forward 2 months from now.
We'll see what they look like. Last day of August, first day, whatever.
So let's fast forward to the end of August for a second and have an interesting conversation about the lineup. How many bats that are currently in the lineup? Let's just say on most days, I understand the lineup changes some days, but let's just say the majority of what the lineup has been. How many of those nine players will be in the lineup on the last day of August?
Okay, so let's get the locks out of the way.
Let's take the injuries also. Like, obviously, we're going to assume guys are staying healthy.
Yeah. Let's take the locks. We know India, Witt, Vinny, Salvi, Michael.
Vinny, Isbell, I think. I think Isbell will be in the lineup for sure. He's having a career year. We know the glove plays as well in center field. So I think there's six guys that, assuming health, no matter what, are in the lineup at the end of August.
So now we're really just asking.
Three.
September 1st, August 31st, we're a month away from postseason baseball. Are Drew Waters, I guess John Rave right now, right, we would say, maybe? Who'd you put as the other? Or Michael Massey. Will any of those three guys be in the starting lineup come, you know, the end of August?
Not on a regular basis. There'll be a little bit of a platoon or something going on there, because I think Jack Caglione is obviously the seventh guy that's going to be in this lineup. Who external trade candidate? Name your guy. Eight, and then there's one guy or two or three.
The other guys are essentially sharing the job out there as the platoon outfielder. But I guess the part is, like, they're still going to choose one guy more regularly than the other.
Think they're moving on from now? There's an injury. That's all. We're not factoring in there. Reality is probably somebody that we're mentioning is going to be hurt.
What helps Drew Waters more than the rest? One, he's having a better year than John Rave, who's barely been up in the big leagues, and Michael Massey, who is playing a little bit better these last couple of weeks, but has still had a struggling year. Is when Cags comes up, he's a lefty. Don't you want Drew Waters in the switch hitter? Look at the lineup right now, right? India, Bobby, Vinny, you get the lefty. Salvi and Garcia, back-to-back righties. Do you really want to put 2-3 lefties down there? Can you move Cags up? I mean, right, and Isbell's a lefty. They are a lefty-heavy lineup. When they start going to look for bats gold, Something tells me they'll be looking for a right-handed power bat. That's probably why they won't be interested in a guy like Ryan O'Hearn.
Thank goodness.
For any other reason, but they'll more likely be looking for a guy who swings from the right side of the plate.
O'Hearn bats left too,
I gotta be honest. Who does? Yeah, O'Hearn's a lefty. That's why I said they won't be interested in him. My best guess right now is none of those guys are full-time starters by the time August 31st hits. And that they find three replacements either in-house. But, like, are they really going to bring in three people? So, like, I have to lean towards two. Who keeps the job? Whoever plays the best from today until August 31st.
Yeah, I think there's six guys that have a spot for the rest of the season, and the rest is open. The rest, assuming health, the six names we mentioned. And, yeah, I think Isbell absolutely will be part of this for the long haul this year. He's played well enough. He's been one of their better hitters, and he's got a great glove in center field. So it's the six.
And you can only replace so many people. Does that, you know, like, yeah. I don't like, and I've been happy with Kyle Isbell's play. I don't know what more you'd be necessarily looking for. I understand he doesn't come with a lot of power, but he does what you would expect a nine-hole hitter who plays well defensively in center to do. He's done what he's been asked to do this year, which is more than I can say for a number of other offensive players. I guess really the thing is you would think they would go with a more natural outfielder to go with it, because like Mikel's got to stay in the lineup now. So Mikel and Indy are staying in the lineup no matter what. That pushes Massey to the outfield the numbers crunch. And if you're going to go to the outfield, Waters is the more natural outfielder. So do you trust him or his bat more?
I mean, those names at the bottom that we just mentioned there, how many are still with the big league club by then too? I mean, there's a reality, and I hope obviously Massey, you know,
I would doubt Rave.
There's a chance Massey as well. They could not be with the big league club in a month from now, even let alone 2 months from now. There's a real chance that, what, based
Waters
off
seems
performance
to have solidified himself for now.
But Massey and Rave, like, those guys could be sent down at some point.
I also just don't think he's untouchable, right? Like, I don't think that, like, based on like what we just talked about, I don't think that Waters is none of those guys are untouchables. That's for sure. The most established player is Michael Massey. So like you would think he'd have a leg up over the rest of the guys just because he's the more established player. But of the three guys we just mentioned, he's also probably the one performing the worst over the course of this season. He wasn't in the lineup last night because they had a lefty on the mound. So
he was a late scratch.
That's what it was. He had the ankle.
Ankle or illness?
That was ankle.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I think Urseg illness was Urseg.
Yeah. There's a couple of late scratches and things like that. Urseg, crisis averted there. He's just sick, sounds like.
When he didn't come in, I was like, what's going on here? We're going Schreiber, then we're going four out save with Estevez?
Four outs. Estevez was awesome, man. 15 saves. Let's
go. We keep talking about trading like Lorenzen. You know what their actual depth is the bullpen. I don't want to toss that out there, but like you could trade one of your bullpen arms. Like Zerpa's been pitching better-ish. He did give up a run.
It depends. Do you think Hunter Harvey's actually coming back in 2025?
Oh, man, I don't know.
There's always something where the recovery is going a little slower than they thought. Unfortunately, he's had some bad injury luck the last 12 months.
At this point, I'm just going to assume Hunter Harvey doesn't pitch for the Royals. I know.
It's the final year of his deal. We all know he got hurt last year. This year, he was off to a nice start. Then he's got some shoulder injury or whatever it is,
and he certainly wouldn't pitch high leverage. You know, right? We would think when he first came back, Hunter Harvey, you wouldn't just throw him back into the seventh inning.
No.
Because Schreiber is actually a player that I was a little reticent on. He's pitched pretty okay this year. I'm not saying he's a perfect pitcher, but like I've certainly been happy with the job he's done. It's going to be interesting. For as much as we're like, well, they're just going to fix the whole lineup in the trade, it's like six guys seem safe. Seven pretty much because I don't think they're replacing two guys. And then it's Jack Caglione, I think, seems like the lock.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.